together for training camp in the preseason. Ben Lieber is the co-host of the first 2 hours of the 9 to noon radio show today. Veronica Rodriguez technically guides us. Ryan Donaldson guides the great ship Love Covenant at FM 100.3 The Fan. And I'm Paul Allen. Good morning to you. This is Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, with a rare KFAN radio interview. I think this is your...
Didn't we just do this?
Yeah.
Is this like...
Eight days ago, but then you had a charity. You were at a charity golf tournament with Dan Cole, the common man in the program. You did that. So this is something that we have come to get used to during the season. You know, Vikings Live at Winter Park, where you and I have such emotional exchanges weekly, especially after losses when you're in a great mood.
Yeah, I love this. This is my favorite time of the day.
And here you are for the third time on The Fan in 8 days. Isn't it great?
Yeah, I don't know how Hagen talked to me into all this stuff.
Well, a day like this, or a week like this from a head coaching standpoint, I mean, you have a really squared away team. It's a division championship team. And, you know, in our chats on or off the microphone, you know, I know that you're good at keeping them squared away at the lesson at hand, and or at least for the most part. But when you have 5 weeks of vacation looming a day and change from now, is that in any way a challenge as a head coach to make sure everybody does everything you want them to do?
Well, you worry about things that could go wrong while they're away from the facility and things like that. I don't really worry too much about this football team because I think the guys we have on this team are good guys. They're good citizens. They love football. They love to compete. They love to practice. You know, so I think, and you know, that's a credit to Rick and the guys that he brings in here. These guys like to work. They like to hang around. You know, they like to be around each other. You know, I don't know if you've talked about many of our guys about the locker room, and you know, what I hear back is that, you know, it's one of the best locker rooms anybody's ever been in. And so, you know, I think those are all good qualities to have when you go away for 5 weeks, that you can trust them. And they, you know, they kind of know that if they, you know, if they don't do things right, that I'm not afraid to talk to them about it.
Dad's going to jump into the mix. Right?
I guess, yeah.
So much of a lot of the quotes I hear from you talking about this football team is, you know, it is fundamentals, and I know it's OTA, so there's no pads on, but you always talk about the work, how hard they practice. You just mentioned it again. How much of that is something that you've just preached to them over and over again, or is it one of those things where you say it one or two times and the rest of the veterans kind of take over?
Well, Ben, you know, I actually talked to the team a little bit about this morning. I think they think I'm pretty old and I don't pay attention to a lot of things, but I pay attention a lot more than they think. And that, you know, I watch their interviews and listen to things they say. And, you know, it's like Stephon Diggs was on yesterday on one of the, he was being interviewed by something and they asked him to evaluate, you know, Teddy or something. And he said, you know, it's not my job to evaluate other players. My job is to, you know, so I think those kind of things, you know, are kind of being cultivated in the locker room with the team. But the one thing about this team, ever since the day I walked in here, and I honestly thought my first day here, I thought I was going to be chewing some rear end and getting them going in the way that I thought, and it wasn't like that at all. They worked from day one, and so whatever reason it is, since I've walked in the door, these guys work. So I haven't had, you know, I shouldn't say never, but there's very few times that I have to get after them about working.
Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, 9 to noon from Winter Park. Laquon Treadwell, with the rookie receiver, from what you're seeing now, you know, obviously training camp and preseason are so big for players like him. But from a fan base standpoint, they get so excited over first-round picks that I think a lot of people assume somebody's going to slide in and play a majority of the game right out of the gate. And I'm certainly not saying Laquon can't be that guy. But from what you see and or know now, do you think he will be that guy, or do people maybe need to be patient a little bit?
Well, I think he has the opportunity to do that. You know, we've had 9 practices, and he's learned a new offense. It's kind of hard. I don't want to evaluate guys now. I'd rather evaluate them throughout training camp. That's why you have it. I think he's doing very good. I think he's improving every day. He's running good routes. He's got great acceleration and good hands. You know, but it's completely different for him, just like it is all. And I'm not just saying for him; it's all rookies. It's different. You know, Ben, when you came in, it would had to be different for you. And so, I think he's got a very, very bright future. I like him a lot. I like his attitude. I like his demeanor. I like his toughness. You know, I'm not going to give anybody a starting job, you know, today.
Given it is so new to him, if like you, Norv, or his position coach, George Stewart, if you guys ride him really hard because, say, for whatever the reason, he's making the same mistake twice, how does he handle stuff like that? Does he get down on himself? Does he bounce out of it nicely?
No, he's been pretty good. You know, I kind of maybe called him out in front of the team one day. You know, because he flinched a couple times. You know, I said, hey, look, if you're going to jump off sides, you're going to hurt the team, and I'm not going to be able to play you. And so I asked him in front of the team, I said, Treadwell, what did I tell you today? And he said, if I jump off sides, I can't play. So, I mean, you know, he was good about it. I mean, you know, that's just the way it is.
Yeah. You know, I think with this fan base, when they see his size and you look at his highlights, a lot of the highlights back in college were, you know, down the sidelines, breaking tackles, and he's going for a touchdown because, you know, highlights are highlights, right? But I think a part of the game that people don't understand is he was so good over the middle. Mm-hmm. And you hear kind of Teddy talk about that yesterday was, you know, he shows toughness over the middle, resiliency. He's not just an outside guy. Have you seen some of those attributes running over the middle, that toughness, that attitude going over the middle in these short practices you guys have had?
Yeah, well, he's been running a lot of those inside breaking routes, and, you know, we run all the routes. But, you know, he's got a great catch radius. You know, he's a big guy that has long arms and big size. You know, the thing I've noticed the most about him, he is an instinctive player. And, you know, Ben, playing, you know, there's guys that are athletes, and then there's guys that are instinctive in
right.
the way that, you know, just avoid a guy. They have that subtle way they lean, or the subtle way they make a little cut moving in and out, knowing that defender's on them, so they push a little harder away from them. You know, things like that. That's what I see out of him, is a lot of instincts.
Would you describe Eric Kendricks as instinctive or more of an athlete? Like, into his second year, there are so many players on this team, you know, starting with Teddy and Adrian into Laquan and Trey Wayne's development and stuff like that, that I don't feel enough people recognize exactly what Eric Kendricks did last year. And, you know, you would talk about his lack of patience a fair amount early in the year, and having him work through stuff like that and lead this team in tackles, it seems to me from afar like Eric potentially is sitting on a pretty good year.
Yeah, well, Eric is a very instinctive guy as well, and sometimes that gets him in last year, sometimes that would get him in trouble a little bit. But, he's done great this preseason. You can tell he's calmed down, you
right.
know, last year being a rookie, he's, you know, so excited about everything. Now he's, you know, he's letting the game flow a little bit more, and he's making the calls better and doing all those things, just as you should in your second year, you know. And you said one thing earlier. You said, you know, we're the NFC North champs. We were the NFC North champs. We're not yet this year.
Mike Zimmer, head coach, last one. Ben?
Well, I want to kind of jump outside to Xavier Rhodes, and I think it's, you know, you ask the fan base, and, you know, it's been a little bit of an up-and-down evaluation as far as his time here. And I think the one thing that kind of stands out a little bit is his confidence seems to kind of ebb and flow. How do you get a player, especially a corner, which you know very well, to stay consistent with his confidence, whether he gives up a play or he has a big play?
You know, a lot of that is their innate, the way they're made. Xavier really doesn't lose a lot of confidence. I think he gets down on himself sometimes you know, like early last year, he had some penalties, and so he kind of got down on himself. But Zave's had a great spring. You know, he's matured. This is, what, his third year now, I guess, or maybe fourth year, I guess. And so, you know, sometimes it takes guys a little bit of time. But this guy is he's got a chance. I believe he's got a chance to be a really good corner. He's improved a lot this offseason, in my opinion. You know, it used to be you were talking to him like every single play, and now it's, you know, you don't even notice he's out there, which is great because that means he's got his guy covered. The ball's not being completed on him and things like that. So, you know, I think he's got a chance to have a good, really, really good future.
For three interviews on the fan over the last 8 days, we have a gift for you.
Yeah, what is that?
36 hours.
Can I get in on your horse?
Three, absolutely. Yeah, you just ran third. Well, it's getting better.
Yeah, did his price go up or down for me?
Well, that's negotiable off the radio, sir. We've talked about that before. Our gift to you is 36 hours from now. We at iHeartMedia have arranged for a sprawling ranch in Kentucky for you to spend some quality time away from the X's and O's before you come back for training camp. Deal?
Deal.
Congratulations.
Right. Sounds good.
Yep.
Right.
Talk to you soon.
See
all right.
Yep.
Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings from Vikings Minicamp with Ben.